Melina Lilios believes in art as an instrument of social change and backs up her belief by creating events that bring performers together with a common purpose. Her latest venture brings more than 50 musicians, singers, and dancers together in an evening of inspirational material called Rise Up, a Patriotic Piece. She's with us in our studio to tell us about it. Hi, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me, Chris. It's always great to be back here. And I love the fact that you were just using respect to seg into it, because it's actually one of the first songs I chose for the show.
Right?
So I was like, wow, did he know that?
How
that was
perfect.
Very coincidental.
It was just
all about strength for women and rights for all.
Well, the show is described as a musical call to action.
Mm.
What kind of action?
Well, as we chatted about a few minutes before I came on, this show sort of started right around election period time, when I started feeling that our country is getting incredibly divided, and I felt we were somewhat losing focus on some of the more important issues.
Mm-hmm.
And this show to me is now reminding not only myself and everyone involved, but also the community, that never underestimate the power of your voice to rise up and share your concerns about such things as human rights, equal rights, LGBT rights, environmental rights, just basically way beyond party lines. This is a show about really uniting people and to inspire and also to wake up to the fact that there's a lot of stuff going on in our world that we really need to keep paying attention to.
You know, I've been hearing some dispirited voices in the last few months of, you know, I don't want to watch the news, it's too depressing. I feel sort of a little bit helpless in the wave of, you know, a tide in the course of
Absolutely.
Events that's moving against me.
Yeah, yeah.
So why, you know, why do anything?
Well,
are you hearing a little bit of that?
Yes. Well, it's funny. I often bring one of my favorite quotes was a Quaker saying, it's better to light a candle than to curse the darkness.
Right.
And I really wanted to focus on the fact that it's so easy to get depressed. And I mean, there's times I do actually get very sort of almost paralyzed. But when I wake up in the morning, and I read the news first thing. But this for me was such a great focus, not only for myself, but for everyone involved to feel like we're doing something to help light the candle, add some light into people's lives, inspire, give people hope. We've been through tough times in history before. We'll get through this. We'll get whatever craziness we're going through right now. I really feel that there's a lot of good happening out there, and this show hopefully will be reminding and inspiring people just that.
Well, you know, sometimes, though, if you make your life in the arts, you kind of develop your skill at, you know, making mud pies or playing the kazoo or doing something that doesn't have a direct impact on making the world a better place. It's just kind of something you're good at.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of self-indulgence in being an artist in the first place. This is what I want to do. This is
Absolutely.
Me. You know what I mean? It's it's not necessarily that ecumenical an activity.
Right, right. Well, the angle of the show is not only inspiring people, but I always feel like if I have so many people involved, let's raise money for some good causes. So I decided to channel the proceeds of this concert to two organizations. One is the Southern Poverty Law Center, which has been created from way back in the 1970s and is a huge national organization fighting hate crime across the country, which is one of my big concerns, as well as we're raising money for the Weinberg Village Waimanalo, which is a transitional housing for families here on the island trying to make it back into the community. So there's many levels of inspiring kind of work for all of us involved, and it's a real community effort. To me, that's the best joy out of all this. When you give somebody an opportunity to help, people will rise up and show up. And again, 50 musicians, singers said, Melina, how can I help?
Yeah.
Holy moly. Like, how lucky am I?
what kind of things will they be doing?
Oh, well, we're going to be covering music from John Legend to Aretha Franklin to Katy Perry. We have aerialist dancers. We have hip-hop dancing. We have spoken word pieces from Martin Luther King, a Native American speech as well. Maya Angelou will be represented, Harvey Milk. We're traveling all the way back in history from Independence Days. So we'll be highlighting music from Hamilton, Hair, Tommy, you know, one of my favorite musicals, going into more common, more modern day musicals as Next to Normal. So as far as a genre of music, we're all over the place. We're getting into spirituals, Negro spirituals, but full on beautiful 5-6-part harmonies with 45 singers. I have some of the best rock musicians on the island. So this will not be something that people will be bored sitting through. I promise you that. It will be nonstop. And we have a 40-foot screen in the back of Palikku Theater that will be projecting powerful historical images as well. I just want this to be a really multi-sensory kind of experience. There will be no fourth wall. Mm-hmm. We'll be right there in people's faces. We'll be singing to our audience. They'll be singing back. And I just want people to walk away feeling inspired that we can make a difference. We don't have to sit around and mope and complain.
Given that the material is from so many different sources, it's kind of your task to make sense of it all.
Absolutely.
In terms of kind of an arc, a narrative. Yeah.
Yeah, I call myself a curator in the show. I literally had to curate 200 years of music and speeches and historical occurrences. There's no narration in the show. It literally goes from one piece to another, and mm-hmm. I had to string it in a way that made sense, that the story was being told, and the story is that we've been through tough times. We have risen up before. We have protested things. And through our spirit and perseverance, we've gotten through tough times. And really, that's the main message. I don't want people feeling that we should be giving up with what's happening in the world. I refuse to give up. And that's the name Rise Up.
Do you find yourself coming across a quotation or a song that from, 1830 that could have been written yesterday?
Gosh, well, we didn't cover much music of that period. One part of the show, we do talk about Alison Maldonado sings a beautiful Negro spiritual about I got to do what the spirit says I got to do. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, sort of represents the impetus of why this concert even came about. I couldn't sit still. I literally woke up the day after the election going, I'm in shock. How can I move forward but not make it political? Like, this wasn't about us and them. I'm tired of that. Mm-hmm. So as far as quotes, the whole show is filled with them. We're not going to take it from Tommy. That certainly resonates very deeply when it's placed in the show after the whole Vietnam War. The idea of protesting, as we talked about before, it is patriotic. It's not treasonous. This is how our country has moved forward. And one of the things that really got me and why I started the show is I was sort of tired of being labeled as weak or unpatriotic.
Anti-American
because I'm angry. And I'm going, holy moly, open up a history book, people. And this is how our whole country has been founded. This is why we are as free as we are today, based on people who stood up and wrote music and said speeches, got out in the streets and were angry. And yet we're doing it in a beautiful theater, and we hopefully will inspire more than incite people.
Probably the only way to hang on to that freedom is just to keep doing it, wouldn't you think?
I have no choice. Some of us are, I just feel I'm wired. Like I can't just sit back. And I'm so grateful to have the gift of music and the gift of so much talent that has decided to join us for this show.
Great. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having us. Thanks so much. And
Melina Liliazos is the creator of Rise Up, A Patriotic Piece, which will include more than 50 musicians, singers, and dancers at the Palikku Theater on the Windward Community College campus in Kaneohe. That's on Saturday, June 17th.